Title: Junglist. Bass wobble titan with chopped final character in Ableton Live 12 for jungle old school DNB vibes advanced. Alright, let's do some proper Junglist FX work. In this lesson, you're not designing a bass from scratch. You're taking a bass wobble you already like, and you're making it behave like classic old school jungle and early tech step. The sub stays locked and confident, the movement feels tighter and more intentional, and on top you get that sampled from a plate energy micro dropouts, flutter, tiny pitch weirdness, transient smears, rhythmic cuts. Like the bass has been handled, resampled, and played back through a slightly battered system, we are building one reusable audio effect rack in Ableton Live 12 with three parallel layers: a core layer for weight and stability, a vinyl chop layer for the performed, chopped character, and a top dirt layer for bite that speaks through breaks. Set your tempo to a jungle-friendly range, 160 to 170 BPM. I'm going to aim at 165. And before you add any FX, do the boring but essential part. Gain stage. Put a utility first on your bass track, and pull the gain so your peaks are living around minus 12 to minus 6 dB. Give your saturators and compressors room to actually work musically instead of just fine clipping. And if your bass is currently a MIDI instrument, here's a strong move: resample it to audio first. Chopped vinyl artifacts feel more convincing when the source is a stable audio clip. You can still go back and change the synth later, but printing audio makes everything downstream feel more real and less like clean automation. Now drop an audio effect rack on the bass track, and create three chains. Name them Core, Vinyl Chop, and Top Dirt. The mindset is simple. Nothing messes with your sub except the core chain. The chaos lives above it. Let's start with Core, your anchor. On the core chain, load a EQ8, then a glue compressor or compressor, then saturator, then utility. In EQ8, put a high pass at 25 to 30 HE. 24 dB per octave. That's just rumble control. If the bass has a cardboardy box note, dip a little around 200 to 350 HC, maybe 2 to 3 dB with a medium Q. But don't carve out the fundamentals. Most jungle bass weight sits somewhere around 45 to 70 HE depending on the notes. Then compression. The goal it isn't to flatten the bass into a sausage. The goal is to stop the wobble from overswelling in volume. We want timbre movement, not a big volume breathing effect. Use glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Bring the threshold down until you're getting about 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on peaks. And turn on soft clip. Soft clip on the glue is a very jungle-friendly kind of tidy. Next, saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 2 to 5 dB, and match the output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. Optional soft clip if it helps, but keep it controlled. You're building density, not fuzz. Finally, utility. Set bass mono to about 120 Hz. Keep width low, like 0 to 30%. Core should be mostly mono, because that's what survives big systems and club summing. Adjust gain so core provides the weight, but it's not the entire personality of the sound. If you only remember one rule from this whole session, make it this: do not chop the sub. We can get as weird as we like above it, but the low end stays dependable. Now vinyl chop. This is where the sampled plate character happens. On vinyl chop, add EQ8, auto filter, and then we're going to add gate, frequency shifter, redux, chorus ensemble, and utility. First, EQ8, high pass aggressively, 24 dB per octave at about 110 to 140 Hz. No sub in this layer. That way, all the chopping and flutter won't steal your weight or cause low-end phase mess. If you know your processing tends to get harsh, you can plan ahead and do a gentle dip around 2 to 4 kHz, but keep it subtle for now. Now auto filter. This is one of the key Titan wobble controls. Pick a character filter type like MS2 or OSR. Start the cutoff around 250 to 500 Hz. Resonance around 15 to 30%. Add some drive, like 3 to 8 dB. Keep envelope off. Turn on the LFO. Choose sine or triangle for smoother motion. Saw for a more stabby jungle feel. Sync the rate to 1/8 or 1/16. Now here's the trick. Keep the LFO amount small, like 10 to 25%. We're not doing a massive wah. We're doing short, controlled vowel movement that reads clearly under breaks. And a Titan trick that works constantly. If the wobble feels late or loose, don't increase LFO. Do the opposite. Reduce the LFO amount, and increase filter drive a bit. More harmonic readability, less mushy sweep. Next is gate, the rhythm engine. This is where the chopped vinyl idea turns into something that sounds performed. Set the gate so it opens on the bass energy and clamps down between hits. Use a very fast attack, like 0.1 to 0.5 milliseconds, hold around 5 to 25 milliseconds, release around 20 to 80 milliseconds. Shorter release equals more choppy punctuation. Set the floor depending on taste. Minus infinity for hard chops, or maybe minus 12 dB if you want fluttery dips instead of complete dropouts. Now, advanced move, sidechain the gate from a ghost trigger track. Make a separate track with a very short click, like an operator tick or a rim shot. Program a pattern that feels like it's answering the break. At 165 BPM, try triggers on beat 1, the end of 2, beat 3, and a quick double right before 4. That syncopation gives you the rolling push without turning it into random stuttering. And here's a coaching note. Think in transient clarity, not more chop. If you gate harder and it still feels loose, it's usually because the front edge of each gated hit is blurry. So add a transient shaper inside vinyl chop. Before the gate, push attack somewhere around plus 10 to plus 30, and pull sustain down like minus 5 to minus 20. Now the chops read like deliberate re-triggers, not just volume automation. Also, gate timing is not a vibe thing. It's milliseconds. If you hear spitting or clicking, raise the gate attack to about 0.5 to 1.5 milliseconds. If it drags, shorten release and reduce hold. If it turns into thin little ticks, increase hold slightly. Often 10 to 20 milliseconds fixes that instantly. Next, frequency shifter. This is the vinyl drift sauce without needing a vinyl plugin. Make sure you're using frequency shift, not ring mod. Set fine to something tiny, like plus 3 to plus 15 Hz. Turn on its LFO with a super slow rate, like 0.1 to 0.3 Hz. Set the LFO amount around 2 to 8, and keep the mix around 20 to 50%. The goal is subtle instability. If it starts sounding out of tune, you've gone too far. You want turntable not perfectly stable, not bass line broken. Now redux, just a pinch. Down sample around 1.1 to 1.4. Bit reduction 0 to 2 max. Dry slash wet maybe 5 to 15%. If you hear brittle alias fizz, back off. Then chorus ensemble for micro width. Try it ensemble mode. Amount around 10 to 20%. Rate 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. With 30 to 60%. Mix 10 to 25%. Then utility, bass minor around 180 Hz so any leftover low mid stays centered. Width can be 70 to 120% depending on how wild you want the artifacts. And level wise, keep vinyl chop quieter than core, often 6 to 12 dB lower. It should feel like character riding on top of weight, not like a second bass fighting the first. One more pro workflow tip right now. Mono check while dialing in these artifacts. Temporarily put a utility on the rack master and set width to 0. Now adjust chorus, frequency shifter, redux. If the vibe collapses in mono, fix it before you widen again. Once it holds up, remove that temporary mono utility and widen carefully. This prevents the classic mistake, sick in stereo, con in mono. Alright, top dirt chain. This is the layer that helps your bass speak behind an amen or think break. It's not about adding more sub, it's about giving the bass a voice on speakers. On top dirt, add EQ 8, then roar if you have live 12, or saturator if not. Optionally add amp, then add a fast compressor. Then utility, EQ 8 first, high pass at 250 to 400 Hz, 24 dB per octave. This layer is not allowed to add mud. If you need presence, add a small bell, like 1 to 2 dB around 1.5 to 3k Hz. Now roar, use moderate drive, you can go band split or mid slash side if you want to get fancy, but keep the mix controlled, 10 to 35%. If it gets fizzy, you'll tame highs later. The goal is bite, not white noise. No roar? Use saturator in analog clip with maybe 4 to 8 dB of drive, optionally paired with a touch of overdrive. Keep it tasteful. Amp is optional. If you want mid bark, try clean or blues with a tiny dry slash wet, like 5 to 15%. Then fast compression to keep the dirt consistent. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, release 30 to 80 milliseconds, ratio 3 to 1, and aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. This stops the top grit from jumping out randomly when the bass hits certain notes. Utility at the end, width 80 to 120%, but check mono. Set the gain so it blends under core and vinyl chop. TOP dirt is like seasoning. If you can obviously hear it as a separate layer, it's probably too loud. Now we glue the rack. On the rack master, add EQ 8 for final cleanup, then glue compressor, and a limiter just for safety while you're building. Don't lean on the limiter as the sound. It's only there to stop accidents when you start getting excited with drive. Rack master glue, attack 3ms, release auto ratio 2 to 1, keep gain reduction gentle like 1 to 2 dB max, soft clip on. Now map macros, because this rack becomes an instrument when you can perform it. Here are the key macro ideas. Tightness maps to the gate release on vinyl chop, and a tiny range of rack master glue threshold if you want it to clamp slightly as the chops tighten. Chop depth maps to gate floor and threshold. Wobble size maps to auto filter LFO amount. Plate flutter maps to frequency shifter LFO amount, plus may be fine in a very tiny range. Dirt maps to roar mix or saturator drive in TOP dirt. With artifacts maps to chorus mix plus vinyl chop utility width. Keep macro ranges tight. This is important. You want performance controls that stay musical even when you crank them, not controls that destroy your mix the moment you touch them. Quick coaching note about drive staging. Aim for each parallel chain to peak around minus 12 to minus 8 dB before the rack master glue. If you're constantly pulling down the rack output, you're probably overdriving earlier devices unpredictably, and your sweet spot will move every time you change anything. Now arrangement, because jungle is all about phrases. Think in 8s and 16s. Bars 1 through 8, stable roller, low chop depth, moderate wobble size, core is doing the heavy lifting, vinyl chop is subtle like texture. Bars 9 through 12, add needle wear, increase plate flutter slightly, not a ton, just enough that you feel instability. Bars 13 through 16, hype fill before a turnaround, increase chop depth, shorten gate release for stutters, and a classic move, a quick automation dip on the rack master output, like a fake take drop moment. Then slam back on the one.